All right, here with Adam Kaplan. We're here to talk about the 2012 Eagles rookie class. Adam, it is very early. We're only six games into this thing, but I think the feeling, at least in the organization, is that this group has a chance to be very, very good. How do you feel about
it? It does, yeah, and I think we're seeing a lot of guys playing early, some a little bit earlier than maybe we expected, and I think so far it's been so good. You expect to see some improvement over time, Dave, but I think overall this has a chance to be one of Andy Reid's best draft classes.
All right, so we've got five who are playing. Let's get to the tape and take a look. Number one pick, Fletcher Cox, defensive tackle. Maybe not showing up in the numbers, but certainly has moved some people around on that offensive line.
He has, and he's got very good hands. He's got very good skill, and he's got a very good quick first step there. The thing I'd like to see is him playing defensive end, because he did play probably 25 to 30% of his snaps at DN in college, so that's something maybe going forward that we'll deal with him, but so far, he's as advertised. I agree with you. You'd like to see more sack numbers. I think you'll get that as time goes by here.
So big, powerful Fletcher Cox has earned a spot very quickly in the Eagles' defensive line rotation. Take a look at his numbers, and yes, the sacks need to go up. And obviously, being kicked out of the game against the Detroit Lions is just something you just don't do, Fletcher. You don't lose your temper. Don't lose your cool. But a very good future, very bright future. Who's earned the trust of these coaches?
Yes.
Right off the bat. All right. Linebacker Michael Kendricks walked right into the starting lineup upon his draft selection in April. Has not disappointed. Huge challenge for him this week with Tony Gonzalez. But what can you tell us, Adam, about the play of strong side linebacker Michael Kendricks?
You know, the thing with Kendricks is I thought that because he was going to play early, I thought teams would go after him. And that has not been a big problem. He's handled himself fairly well in coverage. The mental part of it, he's kind of handled. The only thing that's missing is really the blitz packages, using him as a blitzer, because he was tremendous with that in college. So you like to see that. And I think maybe with Todd Bowles now calling the defensive plays, I think you could see that.
And take a look at Michael Kendricks and his numbers. And the big number, really, the Eagles have not gotten beaten badly by tight ends to date.
No.
So no jinx there. We've got a big one on Sunday. All right, so then Vinny Curry, he hasn't played. Nick Foles, he hasn't played. High hopes for both of those players. The next player on our list that we've seen, cornerback Brandon Boykin, up and down for Boykin in the slot, kind of as expected. He's had some really tall challenges in that position.
Literally, because he's faced a lot of tall receivers. You saw Larry Fitzgerald, Calvin Johnson. He didn't see a lot of Johnson because the Eagles had a plan of how that they were going to cover him. But he's gone through his typical rookie struggles. But you're looking at all these rookies. They're playing early. Now, with Curry, we didn't expect that, but we didn't expect him to play. But Boykin, we knew he was going to play. Once he beat Hanson out for that job, he was the slot guy, and that doesn't surprise me.
Adam, I wonder, though, with him, how will he overcome the height in his career? And do you see him as an outside receiver?
Dave, he played inside.
I mean, outside cornerback.
He played inside and outside, okay? But because he's very tough and physical, I think you project guys who are 5'8 or 5'9 to play inside. I think that's what you're seeing here. And he's going to learn. It's been baptism by fire here. It's not like they eased him in. I mean, he won that job, and he had to be the slot guy. And you're just going to see teams continue to pick on him. But the good thing is, unlike Hoseelio Hanson, I think he could play outside corner because I know he's played well at it. In college at Georgia.
All right, the seventh-round draft pick for the Eagles this year acquired in the trade that sent Asante Samuel to the Atlanta Falcons. Eagles take a bit of a flyer on a running back who saw very little time in his college career, Bryce Brown. I've been all over Bryce Brown. However, in the regular season, have not seen a ton of production from him. What's the upside here with Bryce Brown?
Well, he's a guy, when you look at him, he's got tremendous size. He runs well for his size, but I think he's a guy, if you really want him to have an impact, he's going to have to get the ball more. You can't have him for a carry, then take him out. It's got to be three consecutive carries. Let him play it on full series. But it's hard to do that when you have LeSean McCoy. He's still one of the best running backs in the National Football League.
Yeah, and so limited time, limited carries for Bryce Brown. Big, strong, powerful, but just averaging 2.7 yards per carry. And I guess what I would like to see from him is more urgency in his runs. He's kind of a glider.
Yeah.
You know, and then he kind of turns, but you got to be more urgent and more confident going to the hole.
It's not the speed to the hole. It's the speed through the hole. He's not hitting hard enough. I think you make a good point. And I think that's something that they'll work with him on, because in the self-scout with the coaches, that's something I'm sure that they saw, because they're trying to figure out how to fix this running game or improve it. Going forward, when Bryce Brown gets in, I think he could do a better job.
All right, and then, Adam, after the draft, the Eagles able to sign Demaryius Johnson, and in the preseason wowed everybody. I thought played pretty well wide receiver when he got the chance. Mm-hmm. As a punt returner, though, he's been a disappointing enough that he's been put down and Marty Gilliard's been put up. So now Johnson has to get back in the good graces of this coaching staff. Riley Cooper back on the field. Number 13, kind of the forgotten man.
Yeah, the only way he's really going to be able to play is on special teams returns. I just don't see him playing at receiver. Now that Riley Cooper's back as their fourth receiver, you have Gilliard. That's the thing. Is it's either going to be Johnson or Gilliard probably each week. And right now, Gilliard's clearly ahead of him. And Gilliard's a better coverage guy on specials.
And they take a look at him. 15 yards per catch. A long of 26. Punt returns just 6 yards. Now, not all on him, because the blocking has not been there, but also some decisions, catching the ball inside the 10, inside the big picture, though, with Demaryius, does he find a place in the NFL for years to come?
Yeah, I do. I think because he's got really good speed and he's great with the ball in his hands, I think he will. When you get him in for a full offseason, and then also once they could fix the blocking for special teams, especially in punt returns, I think that's what will help him get on the field. And the other thing is, and I know it's about coaches, guys have to show you in practice. That's how they get in games.
So that's a look at our 2012 rookie class for the Eagles. Now, we will not fully judge this for years to come because two key players not playing, quarterback Nick Foles. Do you say that he's the quarterback of the future here?
Yes, but I think if Vic is not back next year, I think the Eagles will come in and they're going to probably add another quarterback. They do have Trent Edwards, but I think you have to kind of hedge your bet a little bit. You have to be absolutely sure. So we'll take a look. I'm sure they'll take a look at another quarterback.
And Vinny Curry trying to make his way into this defensive end heavy rotation has not been able to crack the group yet. And again, we'll have to judge him for two or three.
Well, listen, again, it's not his fault. You've got five guys ahead of him. I mean, Brandon Graham has earned his way into the rotation. And, you know, it's down the line for Vinny Curry. I think he's going to be a good football player, but what can you do? It's really no one's fault. They took a good value. They knew probably as a rookie he wouldn't play. But when the older guys are kind of done, or when coaches feel like they don't have to play as much, that's when Curry gets on the field.
The Eagles 2012 rookie class, a good start, a promising beginning, with much more to come.